Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast.
I'm Emily.
I'm Jeanette.
And this is Horror Slumber Party Podcast. Do we always forget to say
I know,
the title?
I just realized the last one we literally just recorded 2 seconds ago, we did not do that.
You know, I don't really want to attach my name to that last one because I sounded like
that. It's okay.
So it's okay. I'm all right with that.
It's okay. You know, the point of many episodes is people can exit out of one and go to another one if they wanted to. So,
but please listen to our last one. It has a very important story.
Yeah, it does have a really great story attached. Anyways, this one is not about that. I mean, we kind of already talked about our lives a bit in the last one.
Wait, I do have news.
Oh, yes.
Okay,
we
so
have news.
As most of you know, as I don't talk about nearly enough, apparently, I am getting married this summer, and the place I am getting married is super excited. I'm going to be getting married at the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado, which, if you don't know, is the inspiration for Stephen King's The Shining. Like, that's insane.
Repeat, The Shining.
It's also one of the most haunted hotels in America, so that's fun too. And I'm terrified of ghosts.
I love ghosts.
I'm absolutely terrified
of them. Hey, ghosties.
I'm terrified of them. Unless it's Teddy Roosevelt or Abraham Lincoln.
Oh my God.
I'm only okay with presidential.
I love that we always refer back to those.
They're the only ones I ever think about.
They're great.
Honestly.
I love them. Well, I mean, we do tweet, have you thought about Abraham Lincoln today?
No one liked that tweet, and it made me kind of sad.
That's depressing. I thought I liked it.
No, you didn't.
Sad. I'll go back later. Don't worry.
Rude, dude.
Rude, dude.
Just so you know, I just Googled presidential ghosts, and something that came up was Ghostbusters.
And Beetlejuice. And Poltergeist.
And
I think it's just throwing random ghost stories out there now.
Thank God.
So, better than nothing, I guess. I don't. I'm so tired. Okay, guys. I guess we can jump into the story. I'm not too sure how long it is, but I like to talk about ghosts, so I'm ready.
And I like listening about ghosts. Kind of. It depends on the day, honestly, you know?
Right. I haven't done a story personally in a long time.
do you want to see when that exact date is?
I kind of want to.
Okay.
Because Jeanette here is kind of lame when it comes to researching. My source, I'll go ahead and do it now, is ghostcitytours.com.
Oh, hey, that's the one that we used for Minger.
Yeah. No, they actually give a lot of facts and like stories out into the world, so that's fun. But okay. When was it?
Your last episode was December 10th.
Oh wow, guys, welcome back!
It is February. I did it.
February.
I didn't say it right, but February.
It's okay.
2nd.
It worked. What was it saying? Oh yeah, so this they do put out a lot of facts and or legends and stuff. Which this one's, I'll get into it, but the one that I picked out today, I found very interesting, but the way they like written it, or the way they like wrote it, it sounds more like they're telling a story, like in a book, like the wind howled, you know, like kind of like that.
That's spooky.
So
like it.
I know I kind of want to just read it off, but then I'm like, no, but so I'm just going to like take what I can get from it, if that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, if y'all want me to just read it off, I guess I can just become an audiobook.
I don't think you become an audiobook.
I am.
I think you become
I'm becoming one.
All right.
Okay. So, what I am covering today is the Sultan's Palace. It's basically just a mansion, and it's actually not open to the public. It's owned, so like people live in it.
Why is it on Ghost City Tours?
I don't know.
Okay,
I read the bottom and it said the only way you can get in is if you become friends with the owner.
Maybe they're friends with the owner.
They're
allowed to.
Maybe like there's a way to do it.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, so I'm sure you can get a tour maybe somehow.
I just need to befriend a very rich person. Yeah. Right? Okay.
That's about it. Okay.
I can do that. I have one diamond.
You have what?
I said one diamond. That's a lie. I don't have one diamond.
Your ring? Is that what you're talking about?
No. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was just thinking, like, a diamond. I don't know. Just continue.
Okay. Okay, so I'm going to start with a bit of the history, because usually we'd like to hear that about haunted places.
That's the things that makes it haunted.
Okay, so in 1836, the structure of 716 Dauphine Street, which is the address, it was built. Philadelphia-born Joseph Colin Gardette arrived in New Orleans, a few years earlier, with the hope that he might achieve a modicum of success as a dentist.
A dentist?
Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to be an elf. He wants to be a dentist.
He moved to New Orleans to fulfill his dream of dentistry.
Okay, I mean, to be fair, dentists are needed everywhere, so I don't think that's a bad idea. I guess it's kind of random, but...
Yeah, I just don't ever think New Orleans and dentistry, you know? Maybe that's just a personal...
Apparently, Gardette had made the right career move because within 4 years, his business had prospered exceedingly well.
Dentistry is thriving in New Orleans.
I skipped that part because it was literally just talking about his job, but I'm glad I read it.
I am too.
It completely just went against what you said.
That's okay.
Anyways, so he designed him a statly home. The 3.5-story mansion was a knockout, and even had a raised half basement. So, 3 stories and a raised half basement? What is a raised half basement?
I have no
idea. I'm over here, like, throwing out facts, but, like, I don't understand this fact.
A raised half... It's probably, like, 2 basements. Maybe. Right? Like, a B1, B2? Right?
Bro, I just called you bro. But yeah, bro, I don't know.
Stop calling me bro, please. Thank you.
Bro! Okay, well, while you find out what a half-raised half-basement is, within a few short years later, Gardette sought to sell the beautiful home at the corner of Dauphine. Did you find out what it meant?
Yeah, okay, so it's also called a semi-basement, and apparently a semi-basement is a floor of a building that is half below ground, rather than entirely basement or a cellar.
Okay, so it's like from the first story, you have a little like...
A little divot.
Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I feel like I've seen one of those in person.
Probably.
Okay, so he ended up selling it because, I mean, apparently he was just so successful with his dentist job and made this house really big and fancy.
Who needs half basements, you know?
He did for his dentistry.
No, but he's moving out, so he doesn't need...
You're right. Yeah. It's kind of... but it will help the next person, I guess. I don't know how, but we'll see. Okay, so then, when he was selling it, he bid it off, basically, to the highest bidder. And the winning bidder was Jean Baptiste Lepreet.
Oh, dude.
Fancy ass name. A wealthy bank merchant and plantation owner. So, of course, another rich human being. Don't know why they need a basement like that, but they'll figure it out.
No clue.
They purchased the property. Okay, so this was in 1839. So this was like a shit ton to them. Ooh, I cussed. This was a poop ton to them. It was $20,049.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, that's like a normal house, I guess. No.
20,000.
I guess that's still a lot, but
if it was 20,000 in 1839, that's a ton more today. Do you want me to see how God, much? Oh, God, yeah. Is?
Yes.
Okay, keep going.
Okay, so he had also hired a builder to add the ornate wrought iron lace to the balconies. So he made it look like fancier, basically.
Right.
It gives it that like New Orleans touch, you know? No?
I mean, what do you want me to say?
I feel like in New Orleans there's a lot of like really pretty architecture. So like seeing a pretty house like this, it wouldn't be like out of the ordinary.
Oh.
How much would it be today?
$487,435.81.
Wow. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Fun. But it also added... Excuse you.
Sorry. Wow.
But it also added value because it's so old now, too. So it'd probably be even more than that.
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Also, if it's haunted, people like that. Well, no. Emily doesn't.
I like haunted.
I'm never going to live in a haunted place. That sounds like a really...
I mean, I don't want to live in a haunted place either. I wouldn't want to.
I don't
want to
stay the night in a haunted place.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, this, like, section is talking about... well, let me just say it. Okay. So, Laprite was a man of his day. During the New Orleans season, him and his family remained at 716 Dauphine, which is... the Sultan Mansion.
Right.
While during the other half of the year, the Laprites decamped to their plantation.
Uh-oh.
So, it worked quite well for the family, this coming and going as they pleased. The Civil War interrupted. It interrupted. In the 1860s, which we all know.
Hey, when I'm having a conversation and suddenly just Civil War, you know, like.
Excuse me. Oh, my foot is cramping. Okay.
Yeah, you just did gymnastics.
Okay, so Civil War erupted in the 1860s and the family's financial stability crumbled.
Yikes.
Sad. Okay, so Jean-Baptiste Laprite decided to lease their grand mansion in the French Quarter. He was soon approached by a man of Middle Eastern descent, and he explained to Laprite that his brother, who just happened to be a sultan, was interested in renting the property. Laprite, so desperate, so keen for any sort of finance... Do you see how it's, like, written?
Yeah.
It's like very, a book. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he really wanted some financial help, so he agreed, obviously, to renting out the place to a sultan. I guess they were rich people in New Orleans.
Do you think it was, like... You know how you get, like, emails from Nigerian princes? Do you think it was the same thing with sultans, like, yes, back in the day?
I know for sure.
I know if I got an email from a sultan asking to lease my property. From a
sultan.
Did he ask to lease your property?
Yeah.
Did you say yes?
Yeah.
Why not? You don't own any property. How did that even work?
Oh, my God. Okay, so the contracts were signed. Okay, so soon after... ships arrived at the port in New Orleans and everyone disembarked. So first there was women said to be dressed in their finery, silks and satins and vibrant colors. Then there was the eunuch. How do you say those?
Eunuchs? Eunuchs?
Is it eunuchs?
I don't know.
Men dressed in dark military clothing. And they each carried long bayonets. And then there was the brother of the sultan.
Eunuch.
Oh.
That's so loud.
Eunuch. Okay, so we're right. Then there was all of the furniture. There were beds, vases, portraits, and rugs. Literally anything. Because they were rich, so they had a lot.
Of course.
So there's a procession continued down to Jackson Square, and it was basically like from the St. Louis Cathedral to 16 Dauphine. It was just shown as one of the most magical homes around. So they had elaborate parties, and it's, you know, it was like a Gatsby, but in New Orleans.
Okay, yeah.
I just squeaked. That was fun.
That's okay.
Okay, so anyways, it was all fun and games, like usual. So, like, the next section from my source is A Stormy Night of Murder.
Oh, God, that's very different than what we just went over.
I know. Okay, so it was a few months later once, like, they started, like, you know, everyone was hearing, like, fun, laughter, everything coming from the house. So it was a few months later, a storm was hitting the city, and everyone in the French Quarter was freaking out because it was, like, a giant storm. They all, like, went inside their houses, and no one would leave. Because the storm was intense.
I mean, I wouldn't obviously. Either. Yeah, makes sense.
So by the next morning, it was all over. Sky was blue.
Good.
Rain was gone. But one man happened to find himself strolling down the street, enjoying the non-stormy air. And he...
Does it say that?
No.
Oh, I was so confused.
I'm changing the words.
Okay, sorry.
And he stopped in front of the house because he noticed blood trickling down the steps of the Sultan's palace.
Oh.
It said, it ran down like a river, pooling in the divots of the uneven stone.
Yeah, see how like a book, yeah. I know.
Anyways, so he ran to the police station to tell them what he saw, and then the police arrived to the scene, and there was even more blood.
Eww.
So they looked at each other, and they didn't know what to do. So the officer just pushed open the door, and it was a silent house, and all they saw was corpses littered the ground. Like, there was just dead people everywhere.
Oh my
so
gosh.
So, some had been...
Why is this a story you're telling?
Well, because I'm getting to ghosties. Okay. But, I mean, ghosts are dead people.
I mean, yeah, but surprise. Holy crap.
Some had been flayed open.
Teddy Roosevelt isn't dead.
Excuse me?
I'll argue that to the grave. Please continue.
Okay. Anyways, some have been flayed open while others were missing limbs, as if some...
Holy crap.
Someone, like, you know,
it was
ripped
sadistic.
Them apart. Yeah. The metallic scent of exposed blood lingered the air. One officer turned and vomited.
Yeah.
At the sight. And, but the father in through the house they went, the only sight to greet them were the dilapidated dead.
Excuse me?
That's how they put it.
Okay.
So, in the courtyard, they found the worst crime of all, which was the soil. The Sultan himself had been buried alive.
Oh, no.
So, all the people that were staying in the house and partying and stuff were all murdered.
Oh.
And Sultan was buried alive, but no one knows what happened.
It was just like a massacre.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was in 1830 though, so that really makes sense Yeah, it says here the answer was never truly discovered, although police imagined that the blame lay at the feet of the brother of the Sultan.
Oh, okay.
Whose body was never found. So, you know. And it says we will never know.
Cool.
But anyways. Okay, so the truth about the Sultan's palace. So, Jean-Baptiste Lepreet continued living in this house until 1878.
Do you think now's a good time for me to fix your pronunciation?
Yeah.
Jean.
Oh my god. So, I like Jean.
Okay, we're going with Jean.
Yep. Anyways. So,
I completely threw you off.
I know. I was really like, my sorry. Goodness. Okay, where's, so in 1878, Jean, of course, still had it. So, then he had been one of the men found in the bank in the first place in his own parlor at 716 Dauphine, no less.
Oh.
Okay, so by 1922, the legend or mystery, I guess, depending on how you want to put it, of the mass massacre had stuck. So, oh my god, wow, I'm coughing. Oh no.
I'm so sorry, anyone that's listening. I'm so sorry.
So, we're gonna finally get into, like, the spirits and ghosts.
Okay.
Which is my specialty. Wow, it's already 21 minutes. Okay.
You sounded like Lindsay Lohan in Herbie Fully Loaded.
You love Lindsay Lohan and Hilary Duff.
I've only mentioned Lindsay Lohan once today.
Okay, Hilary so Duff in 1979, Frank DeAmicos?
DeAmicos, something DeAmicos? Like that, yeah. I'm not too sure.
Wife. So the, I guess I missed the part where, oh yeah, right here. In 1966, it was purchased by Frank DeAmico, by the way.
Okay. Awesome.
So anyways, in 1979, his wife just climbed into bed for the night. She lived in the penthouse of the building on the upper floor. As she described the event to DeAmico, she had witnessed dark figures standing at the foot of her bed. They would begin to approach her and gliding over the floor, and she would panic and scramble to turn on the light, the lamp sitting on her bedside table. And the lights flickered on, illuminating the room.
As but, lights do.
But no one was there. So, like, she, it would just send chills down her spine and vanish.
Oh.
Like, that's the only way she could describe it.
Terrifying. Okay.
So, then a new owner, Nina Nevians, purchased the property. She thought very little about the gruesome murders that had allegedly occurred in the building. In fact, she told some newscasters the only strange, unexplainable phenomenon that she ever experienced at 716 Dauphine were the sometimes personal belongings tended to go missing. Keys, it seemed, were a particular favorite for the spirits of the apartment building.
Okay.
Which, like, I guess if you want to be skeptic, that she just didn't know where she put her keys ever. Which is me, honestly. So, according to historians and paranormal enthusiasts like James Caskey, there seem to be two main ghosts which haunt the Sultan's Palace.
Only two?
Two main.
Okay, main. Okay, yeah. I was like, whoa.
So they're probably like only two with like names, basically. Okay. I feel like those are like, you know.
Right.
Show up more. Okay. And it's unlikely that either one are a result of the 19th century murder.
Oh, okay.
So they're probably not even from the martyr.
Right.
So the first ghost is a Confederate soldier
who
still haunts the house in his military uniform. And the second is the spirit of a woman who probably lived in the house at some point in time.
Okay.
So what remains incredibly interesting is the ghost Confederate soldier. No Civil War battles were fought in the local area. So it may seem strange that the Sultan's palace is haunted by one, which makes sense. The particular tale for the haunted ghost tour of New Orleans. They just plugged another link.
They really did.
They did. Anyways, so residents of 716 Dauphine have experienced all sorts of paranormal activity at this location, including one man who moved into the first floor and half raised basement. Oh no, he got the basement.
not even a basement.
Oh my god. Not so long ago. So he was sitting down the stairs doing his laundry, and he saw his dog shoved bodily down the flight of stairs by unseen force.
Absolutely not.
That's so sad.
That is so sad.
Don't, I swear, if a ghost ever shoved my dog down the stairs, I'd be so pissed. Anyways, the same dog refused to enter the living room unless brought inside by his owner.
Baby.
And it like noted that animals have known to have a sixth sense.
Right.
Which I think we've already been over
there
this.
There are some rooms, like just like it says there, like dogs just won't go in at all. There's one that I'm thinking of, but it's not coming to me, so I'm not going to use it as an example.
Sad.
Really glad I could say that.
And I was like, all right. Yeah, but anyways, that is the Sultan House, or Sultan Palace.
Okay.
Otherwise known as 716 Dauphine Street, because apparently you can still rent it out. I think they turned it into an apartment complex because of how big it was.
Okay. Okay. So, like, some of it is owned by...
Right.
Got it. Okay.
So, all those different stories. I bet it would be really easy to, like, just go in there. I don't know.
I'm not really gonna try to find out.
I know. I mean, I'm not gonna, like, try to plug it because I don't want to send people there and everyone's like, no, go away.
Man, New Orleans has some really haunted places, like the LaLaurie Mansion. Like, that's the one I'm specifically thinking of.
Right there, yeah. And the St. Louis Cemetery. I've heard so much about that, like, just looking up, like, things online, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is actually comes in handy because, I mean, if it's all just from New Orleans, I'm fine with learning more, so.
Right.
But yeah, okay, so that's that story.
Awesome.
Wow. It went great. I am citing my source one more time. Okay. It's from Ghost City Tours. It's all rights reserved.
No, but yes.
Just type in the legend of the Sultan's Palace, and then you can get, like, their book version, basically.
Yeah.
But I found that really interesting. I found it, like, last minute, and I was like, wait, it's actually pretty sick, so.
It is.
And it sounds really cool.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, I'm tired, so I want to go to bed. you can follow us on Instagram at
Horror Slumber Party Podcast.
And Twitter.
Party_horror.
And also make sure to send in your input or your own stories, experiences, whatever you want. You can even just send us an email saying hi. That's
We'd like that.
We want friends.
We do.
And that's at
horrorslumberparty@gmail.com.
Yes. Well, thank you guys. Oh, one last cough from Emily. I don't know if you could hear that or not.
That's
but
for all of you guys hitting the road. That's one to take with you.
Oh, my Lord. Alrighty. Well, I'm going to go to bed. So, good night. And scary dreams.
No, do it again. Do it again, but normal.
Good night. And scary dreams.
Bye.
That was not normal.
That wasn't normal.